Exclusive, Representative Mo Brooks, Amnesty would add 100 million people in 10 to 20 years. By Robert Krajicek on March 23, 2021. Democrats' amnesty proposal would add 100 million citizens within 10 to 20 years, said Representative Mo Brooks, RL, on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. Brooks warned that amnesty incentivizes illegal immigration. What the socialists want to do is push amnesty through the United States Congress. Their argument being that somehow fixes the problem, Brooks said. Any rational person knows that just makes it worse. It was the 1986 amnesty with Ronald Reagan and the Democrats where they promised to provide border security. That amnesty told the world, hey, break into the United States of America. We're not going to enforce our laws. Brooks stated, what was a 2 or 3 million problem in 1986 has now become a 15 or 20 million problem today. We give amnesty today, it'll be a 100 million problem in 10, 20 years. Listen. Democrats and their political allies support illegal immigration and impose open borders policies to build a permanent cohort of welfare-dependent voters, Brooks remarked. The socialist Democrats want to import illegal aliens in massive numbers because the government's welfare data has shown that families with illegal aliens in them are far more likely to be on welfare than regular American citizens, or even lawful immigrants, he noted. He continued, what that means is, over time, if you can get those families to get amnesty and citizenship, which is a core promise of socialist President Joe Biden. You may remember the October 22 presidential debate. He said, I'm going to give them all amnesty and citizenship. Well, if you can give them citizenship and they have voting rights, then all of a sudden you've got a huge group of welfare recipients that are now going to start voting Democrat. So it's a power play, a very crass power play, on the part of the socialists as they try to consolidate their dictatorial efforts, Brooks determined. The blood of thousands of Americans killed every year by illegal aliens and overdosing on illicit drugs smuggled across the southern border is on the hands of Democrats who support an open borders strategy, Brooks held. When I say blood on their hands, I mean real blood, he declared. According to federal crime data, roughly 2,000 Americans each year are dead at the hands of illegal aliens killed on American soil. Those are real numbers. That's big. Of course, the fake news media doesn't publicize it, but you can find it in the federal crime data, roughly 2,000 per year. He went on, then you've got another 30,000 Americans who are dead each year because of deadly narcotics that are smuggled through our porous southern border. That's over 30,000 Americans that we're talking about who are dead because of the open border strategy of the Socialist Democrats. In any rational world, when you've got over 2,000 dead Americans at the hands of illegal aliens, add to that the 30-plus thousand per year who are dead because of drug overdoses, there would be a human outcry to try to secure our border to save American lives, he said. But in this world with the Socialist Democrats and the fake news media backing them up, the general public does not understand the dangers. Democrats' pursuit of a permanent underclass of voters and efforts to suppress wages through an influx of low-skilled workers are the primary drivers of the status quo of illegal immigration, Brooks explained. He remarked, what's going on is simple. The United States Chamber of Commerce is trying to buy cheap labor. The United States Chamber of Commerce and its members don't want to pay what market conditions would demand in order to hire American workers, so they're trying to artificially inflate the labor supply, which in turn will artificially depress the wages that struggling American families get. This is the number one priority of the United States Chamber of Commerce, to do great damage to American families. He concluded, unfortunately, what we've got is a double whammy. We've got the Socialist Democrats on one hand who are doing it for pure crass political gain reasons. And on the other hand, you've got the United States Chamber of Commerce with all of its bankrolling money, funding, campaigns, because they want to make a greater profit, no matter the suffering of struggling American families. On Monday, Brooks announced his candidacy for the U.S. Senate seat from Alabama in 2022. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.